have to do, raising cotton?
Well, first we'd have to buy fertilizer and sow it in the rows, and then Pop and the boys would cover that over, and then make a bed, and then they'd plant that cotton on that top of that bed. Mm-hmm. Well, after a little while, it had come up, and then we had to take hoes and go through there and thin it out so it wouldn't be too thick.
What did you call that?
Chopping cotton. Mm-hmm. And then later on, we'd have to hoe it again. And then when it started opening, of course, we'd have to start picking. And sometimes we'd pick over it 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that grass that grows up in the cotton field where you don't want it?
Crabgrass, mostly.
Mm-hmm. And you say, you talk about a field. What would you call something smaller than a field?
A patch.
Okay. Now, what's the difference exactly?
Well, a patch is just a small place where you don't have any certain thing in it. You can plant anything you want to in a field where you plant cotton or corn or some big crop. That's the only definition I could give you of the difference.
Do you grow more than one thing in a patch then?
Well, yeah, sometimes we'd have potatoes and cane and two or three things, you know, all in the same patch.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fences do you remember having?
Well, split rail fences and wire fences with a net wire a barbed wire to top.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence that you might have around a yard or a garden?
Well, when we had a fence around our garden, it was made out of what we call chicken wire, just tall wire. Mm-hmm. And the only fence we ever had around the yard was a picket fence.
What does a picket fence look like?
Well, it was pieces of plank about that wide and about that long. And
about
they were
4 feet?
Yeah, cut off at the top, either in a point or like this. Just and then you put down posts and nail planks around, and then you nail those pickets close together and just make a fence with them.
They were either pointed at the top or just sort of slanted on one side?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so when you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig a hole and put the
post down and then stretch the wire and nail it to the post.
Uh-huh. Do you remember different kinds of rail fences?
Well, no, I can't say that I did. Back then, they were just rail fences. Of course, some of them made of pine rails and some of the oak and different things. And you laid them this way, you know, and made the fence.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of bluestone or rock?
Yeah, I have. Not in this part of the country because it's, or not that I know of, but I have seen them.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest?
Well, she'd probably lay quicker if you put an artificial egg or a real egg in there and let her see it.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a real good set of dishes, chances are they'd be made out of what?
I guess just regular, what to make, it's not china.